There is a bread that was given directly by God, not inspired by scripture, not loosely based on a Bible story. No, this bread, its exact ingredients, was dictated by God himself to a prophet over 2,600 years ago. And here's what will shock you. This bread, made from six simple ingredients you can find in any store today, contains more protein than a steak, more fiber than almost any food on earth, and every single amino acid your body needs to survive. Every single one. Doctors call that a complete protein, the kind you usually only find in meat, eggs, or milk. But this bread has no meat, no eggs, no milk, no sugar, no chemicals, just grains, beans, and the Word of God. And for over a year, it was the only thing one man ate, bread and water, nothing else. And he didn't just survive, he thrived. But I'm not going to tell you what's in it just yet. Because first, you need to hear the story. And trust me, it's one you'll never forget. His name was Ezekiel. He was a priest, a man of God, and he lived during one of the darkest chapters in the history of Israel. It was around 593 years before Christ. The kingdom of Judah was crumbling. The people had turned away from God. Corruption was everywhere. Idolatry, injustice, broken promises. And God had had enough. He called Ezekiel, not to preach from a pulpit, not to write a letter, but to live out a prophecy, with his own body, with his own suffering. God told Ezekiel to do something no one had ever been asked to do before. He said, "Lie on your left side and stay there for 390 days, one day for each year of Israel's sin. Then turn over. Lie on your right side for 40 more days, one day for each year of Judah's sin." That's 430 days, over a year, lying on the ground, barely moving. Now imagine that. Imagine being told to lie still for over a year. Your muscles would waste away. Your body would weaken. Most people wouldn't last a month. But God didn't abandon Ezekiel. He didn't leave him to starve. Instead, God gave him a recipe, one single recipe, for one bread. That would keep him alive, body, mind, and spirit, for that entire time. And that recipe is written in your Bible, right now, word for word. Ezekiel, chapter 4, verse 9. Here's exactly what God said, and I want you to listen carefully, because every word matters. Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt. Put them in one vessel and make bread of it. That's it. Six ingredients, one vessel, one bread. But don't let the simplicity fool you, because what God designed in that single verse is something that modern science is only now beginning to fully understand. You see, when you combine grains like wheat, barley, millet, and spelt with legumes like beans and lentils, something remarkable happens. The grains provide amino acids that the beans are missing, and the beans provide amino acids that the grains are missing. Together, they complete each other. The result is what nutritionists call a complete protein. That means this bread contains all nine essential amino acids, the building blocks your body needs but cannot make on its own. The same kind of protein found in steak, in eggs, in milk, but without the animal, without the cholesterol, without the cost. Now think about that. Over 2,600 years ago, long before anyone knew what an amino acid was, long before the word protein even existed, God designed a bread that perfectly combines plant ingredients to create complete nutrition. He didn't explain the science. He didn't need to. He just said, "Put these together, make bread." And it worked. And it worked. Now there's a detail in this story that most people miss, and it's important. God told Ezekiel to put all the ingredients in one vessel, one single container. Why does that matter? Because in ancient Israel, this was the sign of a beggar. When a poor man had nothing, no land, no crops, no family to feed him, he would walk from house to house with a bag, and at each house, he would receive whatever little bit they could spare. One family might give him a handful of barley, another, a few lentils, the next house, some millet, another, a scoop of dried beans. All of it went into one bag, one vessel, mixed together, and from that mixture, he would grind flour and bake his bread. It was the bread of the poor, the bread of the desperate, the bread of someone who had nothing left but faith. And that's exactly what God was showing Ezekiel, and through him, showing all of Israel. He was saying, "A time is coming when your great city will fall, when your markets will be empty, when you won't have the luxury of choosing what to eat. You'll gather whatever scraps you can find, and you'll put them in one vessel, and you'll survive." But here's the beautiful part, the part that gives me chills every time I think about it. Even in that moment of judgment, even in that picture of poverty and siege and suffering, God made sure the bread would nourish. He made sure it would sustain life. He made sure it would be enough, because that's who God is. Even in the storm, He provides. Now let's talk about something that will surprise you. We live in a world that's obsessed with protein. Every commercial, every diet plan, every fitness guru tells you the same thing: eat more protein. And usually, they point you to meat, steak, chicken, fish. And yes, meat has protein. A good steak has about 25 grams of protein per serving. But here's what most people don't realize. A thick slice of Ezekiel bread, made the way God described, with all six ingredients, has about 16 grams of protein per serving. And when you eat two or three slices in a meal, which is what Ezekiel would have done, you're looking at more protein than that steak. But it's not just the amount, it's the quality. You see, most plant foods are missing one or two amino acids. That's why people say you can't get complete protein from plants. And for most individual plants, that's true. But God didn't give Ezekiel one plant, He gave him six. And those six, wheat, barley, millet, spelt, beans, and lentils, together contain all nine essential amino acids, every single one. That means, this bread gives you the same quality of protein as an egg, as milk, as meat. But without the saturated fat that clogs your arteries, without the cholesterol that strains your heart, without the hormones and antibiotics pumped into modern livestock, and there's more. This bread is packed with fiber, the kind that keeps your digestion moving, that feeds the good bacteria in your gut, that helps control your blood sugar so you don't crash after eating. A single serving has about 15 grams of fiber. Most Americans don't even get that much in an entire day. It also has iron, zinc, magnesium, B vitamins, the minerals your body needs to function, to think clearly, to sleep well, to have energy throughout the day, all from bread, all from six ingredients, all from a recipe that's been sitting in your Bible, waiting for you to try it. Now let me take you back to that scene. Picture Ezekiel, lying on the ground, day after day, week after week, month after month. The people of Jerusalem walk past him. Some mock him, some ignore him, some are afraid of him, but every day he eats his bread. The bread God told him to make. He measures it carefully, about 20 shekels a day, which is roughly 10 ounces, not a feast, just enough, and he drinks a measured amount of water. That's it, bread and water, for over a year. And yet, he doesn't waste away. He doesn't lose his mind. He doesn't collapse. He completes his mission, every single day of it. Now, I want you to think about that. In our modern world, we have thousands of foods available to us. Supplements, vitamins, protein shakes, energy drinks, and most of us still feel tired by 2 in the afternoon. Ezekiel had bread and water, and he endured something most of us couldn't endure for a week. That bread sustained him, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, because it wasn't just food, it was provision. It was God saying, "I will not let you fall. I have given you everything you need. Trust me." And Ezekiel trusted, and the bread was enough. And now, I want to give you this bread, not the store-bought version, although that exists, and it's good. I want to give you the recipe as close to the original as we can make it today, using ingredients you can find anywhere. This is God's recipe, from Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 9, adapted for your kitchen. Here's what you'll need. Start with your grains. 2.5 cups of whole wheat flour. Not white flour, not all-purpose. Whole wheat, the kind that still has the bran, the germ, all the fiber and nutrients the way God designed it. Then 1.5 cups of spelt flour. Spelt is one of the oldest grains on earth. It was growing in the fields of the ancient Near East, long before most modern crops existed. It has a rich, slightly nutty flavor that you'll notice immediately. Add 1/2 cup of barley flour, or take whole barley and grind it yourself in a blender. Barley was the grain of ordinary people, farmers, shepherds, the everyday bread of Israel. Then 1/4 cup of millet, tiny golden little seeds that once ground, add a lightness to the dough and a subtle, almost sweet flavor. Now for the legumes. 1/4 cup of dried lentils, ground into flour. This is where most of the protein and fiber in this bread comes from. Then 2 tablespoons of dried kidney beans or pinto beans, also ground, and 2 tablespoons of dried great northern beans or chickpeas, ground the same way. If you have a blender, this takes about 1 minute per batch. Just blend until it becomes a fine powder. For seasoning, 1 teaspoon of sea salt. For the liquids, 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, real olive oil, the kind they pressed in ancient Israel. 2 tablespoons of raw honey, just enough to bring a gentle natural sweetness. And 1.5 cups of warm water, warm, not hot, like bath water. Hot water will kill your yeast. Speaking of which, 2 teaspoons of yeast. Or, if you want to make it the way it was truly made in Ezekiel's time, skip the yeast entirely and bake it as a dense, unleavened flatbread. Both versions are authentic. Both are beautiful. Here's what you do. First, if you're starting with whole dried lentils and beans, grind them in your blender until they become fine flour. Don't skip this step. Chunks of bean don't bake well. Then, in a large bowl, mix all your dry ingredients together. The wheat, spelt, barley, millet, ground lentils, ground beans, and salt. Give it a good stir so everything's evenly combined. In a separate bowl, combine the warm water, olive oil, and honey. Stir it gently. Then add your yeast and let the mixture sit for about 10 minutes. You're looking for it to get foamy and bubbly. That's how you know the yeast is alive and working. Pour the wet ingredients into the dry. Stir it all together until a dough forms. Now, this won't look like the soft, pillowy dough you'd get from white flour. This dough is dense, heavy, rough. That's exactly right. That's what this bread is supposed to be. Turn it out onto a floured surface and knead it for about 10 minutes. With your hands, the way they did it thousands of years ago. Push it, fold it, turn it, press it. There's something grounding, something almost sacred about making bread this way. You're not just following a recipe. You're connecting with something ancient. Once you've kneaded it, place the dough in a greased bowl and cover it with a clean towel. Set it somewhere warm near the oven, on top of the fridge, and let it rest for 1 to 2 hours, until it's doubled in size. When it's ready, shape it into a round or oval loaf, something rustic, something handmade. If you want, press some seeds into the top, sesame, sunflower, pumpkin. The ancients decorated their bread this way too. Place the loaf on a greased baking sheet, or in a greased pan, and let it rise one more time, about 1 hour. Then bake it at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 45 to 50 minutes. You'll know it's done when the crust is deep golden brown, and when you flip it over and tap the bottom, it sounds hollow like a drum. Let it cool before you slice it. I know that's hard, but let it cool. Then slice it, and taste what Ezekiel tasted. Dense, earthy, nutty, hearty. Every bite feels like it means something. Because it does. You know, we spend so much time searching for the perfect diet, the perfect supplement, the perfect protein source. We spend hundreds of dollars on powders and pills and plans, and all along there was a recipe, written thousands of years ago, given by God to a prophet lying on the ground in the dust of Jerusalem. 6 ingredients, 1 vessel, 1 bread, a bread so complete it sustained a man for over 1 year on nothing else. A bread so powerful, that modern science confirms it contains complete protein, all essential amino acids, and more fiber than almost anything else you can eat. A bread so simple that anyone can make it at home today. God didn't hide this. He put it right there in the scriptures. Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 9. Open your Bible, read it for yourself, and then go to your kitchen. Gather your grains, gather your beans, put them in one vessel, and make bread. The same bread that sustained a prophet through the darkest year of his life. The same bread that carried the people of Israel through siege and exile and suffering. The same bread that proves, once again, that God provides, always, even when the world says it's not enough. It was enough for Ezekiel, and it will be enough for you.